Va'oz. Rav Nosson Zal goes on to say va'oz. And if a person has this balance, nichnoen chamishim shari tuma, by this we're able to defeat the 50 levels of impurity, umalin hatoiv shahoyakovushom, and it gives us the ability also to elevate the good that was found within the tuma. Va'azai nichpolin hashorim shel hakdusha, and then we're able to double the levels of holiness. We know normally we speak about 50 gates of Bina, 50 levels of holiness. We're counting the Omer now, leading up to Matan Torah. Matan Torah took place on the 50th day, and it's referred to as Shar HaChamishim. But Rav Nosson Zal says here, if a person follows the path that's being described here, it will help him in addition to be able to extract from the Tumah, from the impurity, to be able to take the good out of there, and include that in the Kedusha, so that instead of just having 50 levels of holiness, you're taking the 50 levels of Tumah and bringing the good from there into the holiness also, so that now you have 100 levels. You have what's called Mea She'arim, 100 levels. Bechinas Mea Brochois Kanal. These are also the 100 blessings that a person, a Jew, is supposed to make throughout the day. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayizra Yitzchok, Vayizra Yitzchok Bo'oret Sahi, that Yitzchok Avinu planted in the land, Vayimtso Bashono Hahi Mea She'orim, and in that year he founded 100 gates, Vayivorcheu Hashem, and Hashem blessed him. Hashem blessed Yitzchok Avinu. Ki Zocho Lahafoich Mira Letoiv, because Yitzchok Avinu wasn't only functioning within the arena of holiness, he was able to convert the bad to good. Because we mentioned that in the heart, in a human heart, besides this passion for Hashem, there's these other passions, there's these other desires, a desire for excessive food, excessive money, other things, different desires, excesses in women, all the different things that we see in the world, all the different Taivas Rois and Midois Rois that exist in the world, which people are drawn to based on this fire in the heart. This fire in the heart, the Yetzirah is pulling a person in two directions. Either it's trying to pull him into the framework of Tumah, in a sense, to follow the dictates of the body without any controls. Food, the body needs food, so eat twice as much as you need. Or eat what's sweet, what looks good, what tastes delicious and everything, without considering at all whether it's good for you or healthy for you, etc. So you have that fire that's pulling the person in that direction. And then when the Yetzirah sees that a person wants to be religious, that the person isn't looking, he's not shopping for sins, he's not in the market for sins, the Yetzirah is no problem. He switches hats, he changes hat, and the Yetzirah becomes a rabbi. You want to be religious? Great idea. I'm with you. I'll help you. Come with me. And the Yetzirah tries to take the person beyond what that person is capable of, or beyond what the person is, to extremes that the person can't handle, in order to break the person, in order to destroy the person. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us here that a person who goes about it the right way, that if a person is studying the Torah, a lot of Torah, and studying it properly, they're learning how to use both, how to make peace between the body and soul. That neither one should be able to pull to any extreme. The body certainly should not be the one giving the direction by itself. I want this, I want it, like kids. I wanna have this, I wanna have that, I want more. And even the soul, not allowing the neshama, the soul, to pull by itself, without considering the needs of the body, without considering the needs that you're living in a physical world, you have to play by certain rules. You're going to try to play angel, try to play malach in a physical world. Of course, it's not going to work. And Rav Nosson Zal says, when a person gets that right, then he's addressed the 50 levels of holiness. He's taking that, and he's taking the other 50 levels. He's taking the gashmius, and he's putting them together. That's 100. That's the Mea Brochois. That's the Mea She'arim that Yitzchak Avinu founded, that the Pasuk says, Vayivorecheu Hashem. That Hashem puts his brocha on. V'zeh bechinas chamishim chamishim lulois shebi'iriyos hamishkan. These were the 50 and 50 loops that were used to hold together the different curtains of the Mishkan, the different partitions of the Mishkan. Sheheim mechuvonim al haparoiches hamavdelis. These loops were positioned right over that curtain that was a divider between the Holy of Holies versus the Holy. To be able to teach us again this issue of boundaries. A person would say Yom Kippur. You get a Jew, a Baal Tshuva, let's say, who's introduced to Yom Kippur. And he comes to Shul and he says, wow, this is the most beautiful thing I ever saw. People can spend an entire day in the synagogue, you know, or almost an entire day, totally, no, you know, not having to deal with anything physical, no electric bills, no nothing, you know, no. Mamish, it's Shabbos, Shabbason. On Shabbos, you're forced to deal with things like food and drink and sleep. On Yom Kippur, we're going beyond that. It seems like such a great idea. Let's do this again tomorrow. And let's do this for a couple of weeks. I could really get into this. This is real spirituality. And the Torah warns that the Kohen Gadol, the most religious Jew, if he tries to go into the Holy of Holies the next day, he's dead. Because Hashem says, one day a year, you can taste that level. You can experience that incredible high. If you're the Kohen Gadol, one day a year, you're allowed to go into this Holy of Holies and achieve all the things that are accomplished, you know, by doing that. Try to do it again within the same year. It's too much. It's too much light. It's blinding. It's damaging. Like it says by Yitzchok Avinu, Vatecheno Einov Meirois. His eyes became weakened from seeing too much. A person looks at a light that's too bright. We know it can harm the eye, just like when a person's in darkness. It'll close the vision, Chas v'shalom. Because through this curtain that divided between the Holy and the Holy of Holies, haynu tzimtzum, this is a constriction, this is what helped the 50 loops of the outer curtains. Shemehem hoyo yeniko lachamishim sharei tuma. They were the outer curtain, so they have a connection with the outer world, with tuma, with impurity. Kishiloi hoyu yecholin lehischaber lachamishim sharei kedusha. When they so it's from those 50 outer curtains which the tuma would have the ability to draw from. If they were not able to be joined together with, hooked up with, the 50 levels of holiness, machmas ribuyor, because there was too much light, that the fire was too high. However, where these two yirios, where the outer yirios and the inner yirios met with those loops, was right over the poroiches. However, based on this curtain that Hashem set up in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, which separates Shehu HaTikun, and that's the rectification. Ki Tzimtzum Ho'or Hu Iker HaTikun Ki Yodua, because it's a known rule throughout Sifrei Chassidus, throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, that constricting the light, limiting the light, That's when the light is most effective. Knowing how to balance a light. We know a person would say, you go into a room, I want to have a lot of light. So a person's going to say, no problem. A regular room is 100 watts. We'll put 1,000 watts into this room. We know that people go into the room, they're not going to feel comfortable there. Because just as too little is no good, too much also has a harmful, it makes it unpleasant, uncomfortable. So when you have the proper tzimtzum, you limit things to, in the proper way. When you have a paroches, over there you can join together the 50 loops of the outer yirios, b'chamishim lulois shabiyirios hapnimios, together with the 50 loops of the inner yirios, the yirios that were on the inner part of the Mishkan, hamechasos es kodesh hakodoshim, which covered over the Holy of Holies. We're talking about the roof, the ceiling of the Holy of Holies. Ve'oz nase ha-mishkon echod. And then the Mishkan becomes a oneness, bebechinas v'hoyo ha-mishkon echod, as the Pasuk says in Chumash, that the entire Mishkan will be one. There's outer and there's inner. The outer is facing the Tumah. The outer can easily be pulled down by the Tumah. The inner is over the Holy of Holies, which is a blinding light. We join them together. We join them together over a poroiches that serves as a divider. To know that these boundaries, then it becomes a oneness. Kinezbatel yenika satuma, the source from which the Tumah can draw from, is shut down. And there becomes now 100 gates of Kedusha. It's no longer just 50. We've taken the body also. We've taken the body and integrated it, you know, having it cooperate with the soul. An angel, you talk about angels, an angel, a holy angel. But an angel is only soul. It's only spiritual. What makes human beings superior to angels, what makes a tzaddik superior to the angel is that the tzaddik was given a soul like an angel, but he was also given a body, a physical body, which comes from Adam, from Adama, from earth, from earthliness. And if he's able to develop a cooperation between these two, that these two should work together, that he can train the body to serve the soul, to be able to use the body as a vehicle for doing mitzvahs, whether it's Bein Odom Lamokoim or Bein Odom Lechaveroi, that's the 100 gates. That's taking it to Mea Sheorim. Sheheim Lulois Shebishnei Hachoiveres. That's the 100 loops that you had all together, the 50 from the outer areas, the 50 from the inner ones. V'chol zen istakein daika al yedei hatzimtzum ho'or b'hadrogo u'bemido. And all of this is accomplished by the ability to limit the light, to have it in a controlled, measure way. Shehu bechinas poroiches hamavdelis. This is the lesson that Hashem teaches us in the Beis Hamikdash. Person would say, what do you mean the Beis? Everybody knows the Beis Hamikdash is called Holy Temple. So the whole thing was holy, right? Wrong. Even in the Beis Hamikdash, there were boundaries. There was an Ezras Noshim, there was an Ezras Gvorim, there was where the Yisraelim could go up to, there was where the Kohanim could go up to, there was where the Kohen Gadol can go up to, and even the Kohen Gadol, only at certain times, with certain preparation. Only if he had to go through 5 dippings in the mikvah, that there are all kinds of preparation. Teaching us that it's not, holiness is not a thing you dive in and get as much as you can. It doesn't work that way. If you do that, you're going to burn out. If you do that, it's not going to succeed. It's only through the proper controls, of which the Torah is the definition of that. If a person is learning Torah properly, the halacha, all the different parts of the Torah, boundaries. Here again, Shabbos. Shabbos is such a beautiful thing. And the Torah speaks about that a person's allowed to take in Shabbos early. You're allowed to add to Shabbos, which means another person's going to have 25 hours of Shabbos. I can have 27 hours. I can add an hour before, an hour after. So a woman says, I got a great idea. Forget the 27 hours. Let's make Shabbos Friday morning. I'm ready. I'm ready to do all my cooking Thursday. Friday morning, we'll light the candles and we'll sit down. If she makes the bracha on those candles before Plag HaMincha, it's bracha levatola. It's not Shabbos because it's out of bounds. There's Shabbos. There's a certain amount you can add to Shabbos, both in front and in back. Person says, again, he wants to be very religious. He's going to have Malav HaMalka 3 o'clock in the morning because we're extending the Shabbos. It's a great idea. It's a great idea. But the Zohar HaKadosh says, you're not supposed to be eating after midnight, after Chatzos Laila. You're crossing all kinds of lines. And you're going to do that? How are you going to wake up for Shacharis? You're going to end up davening past the Zman Kriya Shema. So the whole religion is full of boundary all over the place. There's light, there's joy, but always with the boundaries and controls to make sure that it succeeds.